Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Get the Egg.
What the hell?
We will discuss that later. Yeah guys, welcome back to another episode of Get the Belt podcast. I am one of your hosts, Miles.
And I'm Kashmir.
Woo woo. What's up, guys? Hey. I hope you guys had a great week and yes. All of that. Let's not waste any time and let's get straight in at the show with Word of the Week.
Well, guys, I'm going to bless you with the Word of the Week with Have Courage. I chose this one because this past week, I lost my nan. She died. Yeah, and I'm not like, it's been an emotional week, to be honest, and stressful week, especially because on my dad's side, and my dad's emotional and stuff. But I'll get back into that when I speak how my week has been. But I'm saying have courage, because sometimes we have to be brave. We have to have that strength to know that
Jesus.
Things will keep going the way we want if we push through it, and just be brave, really. Have courage for something that you think you might not have courage for, you think you can't, like, be strong for. So especially in a situation where you've lost someone or you're going through a certain situation, you just have to be brave and just, like, look forward towards the outcome. Oh, my, she scared me already before you start to cry.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Why? Why do you agree with that, Miles?
Oh my God.
Come on, be brave, have courage.
I didn't expect you to do something like this week.
Because no, I had to. It's kind of like what I've been feeling. You, like, sometimes you didn't know you have a certain strength till you put through a certain situation. So you just have to, yeah, have courage. Even if you think you might not have it today or tomorrow, the next day after that, even if it's just for a split second, sometimes you just have to be brave.
100%. I agree with that word of the week, and I feel like where I am in my personal life right now, I'm definitely going to have to put that into play,
yeah.
The whole courage thing, and, you know, just do what is right. For me.
Yes, Miles.
Yes, uplift us. Get us in our feelings, you little bitch. Okay, well, thank you for that word of the week, Kashmir. I hope it affected you all in a good way and opened up your eyes. And
it's true. We all need to
this week, be brave and have courage.
Yes.
So how was your week, Kashmir?
As I was saying before, yes, my nan died last Tuesday gone. And, you know, like, it was crazy because I finished work exactly at the time frame when my sisters was calling me. Then when I picked up the phone call, my sister said, oh, Kashmir, like, you can hear it in her voice, something sad happened. And she said, grandma died. And I just instantly stopped my tracks. Like, oh, my gosh.
Where were you when you
I just finished work. And this came right outside of work, about to cross over to go get Cyrus from after school club. And then she told me that. And I was like, you know, you like, oh, what? Like, you know,
what
like, how? Like, I knew she was at that point in her life where she was passing. I don't say dying, because she was like around 92 years old. So she actually did live a full life.
Yes, she did.
But it was the fact that, you know, when you're so used to be, like, I'm going to my grandma's house, and it's going to be weird thinking, oh my gosh, like, you go to your grandma's house and your grandma's not there. That's, you know what I'm saying? You have to, something you have to, like, try and get used to. And then see my dad's breakdown, because my dad's mum. It was the first time that I've ever seen my dad, like, broken. He was crying so hard. Every emotion, I felt it. It was just a hard week, guys, which is emotional. We've been in and out of our, my nan's house, my family members and stuff like that. So it's actually, even going down, it's kind of sad, because even Cyrus was like, oh, is great-grandma sleeping? And of course, I don't want him to know about that just yet. I don't know if he even would understand it. But it just, it's weird now. But
Have you told him yet?
And I told him that grandma's gone to heaven now. And he's like, oh, where's that, in the sky? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. But then he still thinks grandma's just sleeping for a long time. But I don't know. It's like, it's a week where, as I was saying, have courage and be brave and know that everything's going to be all right. And it was just when you see your dad break down, I think that's sad, because all I'm saying is to everyone out there, if your relationship with your parents is not the best relationships, try and make peace with them in some sort of way. Because you don't know, one day you could get that phone call of them being gone, and then the last thing you said to them was, Mum, I hate you, or Dad, I hate you, or you're a bitch, or you don't talk to them again. And then you'll feel... No, I'm just saying, there's some people out there, I'm not trying to force no one to create a relationship with them. That's understandable if they haven't been there at all. But if you... over a little disagreement or a little argument, don't let it stop you from having a relation with your parents or even your children, any adults I watch, because you don't know what can happen today, tomorrow, next week. You don't know. And you don't want to know that the last words you said to them was, I don't want to speak to you again. And then it's going to hit you hard. It's going to hit you hard, and you make you think, oh my gosh, I didn't get the chance to say goodbye. I didn't get the chance to tell them that I love them. So I'm just saying, I think we just all have to make peace with our loved ones, because they... No, you don't. Oh gosh, even talking about it, I'm trying to hold back the tears. But it has been an emotional week, guys. And let me say the upside. We did go to a Nicki Minaj concert. That was lit, isn't it, Miles? It was amazing. And then seeing Keisha Renee perform, she was spectacular, guys. She was magnificent. Like, it was just amazing experience. And knowing that, I was like, you know, we was right near the stage. I was like, no, we're VIP. You know, we've been walking with my little ticket thing, and everyone's looking at us, where are they going? I'm like, we're going backstage, bitch. You sitting at the top. You know what I'm saying? And but it was such a nice experience, guys. But as I said, yeah, just have courage towards any situation and look out for your loved ones. How was your week, Miles? Oh, Miles is trying to...
My week has been eventful.
Yes.
It's been fucking shit. Yeah. It's been shit. And I'm trying to process everything that's happened. Without, even though I kind of have been, but almost like selling myself short a bit.
Why do you say that?
I don't really want to get into it on
this. Come on, you might as well. But give us a little snippet.
Apart from that, no, it's good. I met up with Bonito, stylist, Remy Sweeney, who used to be on the show.
Yes, Remy.
And Uncle Saki. We went out. I needed to let off some steam. So they, being the good friends that they are, took me out and we did nice things.
Yeah,
managed to meet up with Uzo, MNEK, which was cool. We'd like messaged before in the past, but like never got to meet just because schedules and busy lives, etc. So I managed to bump into him and like catch a vibe, which was cute. Then last week having Keisha Renee on the show was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for all of
Keisha,
like your responses.
Yes, thanks for coming.
To her, we have people saying that she inspired them previously to like lose weight, continue singing, and do this. And it's just like,
seriously,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Like, so good. So thank you again, Keisha, and for hooking up Get the Belt with some nice things. And we hope you're enjoying your tour. Otherwise, I've just been gymming. My neck, I was off practically all week
because
I
bust my neck. Injury. Yeah.
So my neck has full rotation, full tilt now, so I can really do nice things.
He was using his neck and everything.
Huh? What'd you say?
You used your neck all on the weekend, weren't you?
I last week pulled my neck at my workplace because I was going a bit too full out on stage.
You know how extra mask can be.
But no, it was a good week. Apart from like a little personal thing I had to go through. Otherwise, yeah, good. I'm just trying to, you know, do the right thing and have some courage.
Yes.
It's time for Melanin Magnificence. Who does your Melanin Magnificence go to this week?
My one goes to a New Jersey teenager who got accepted into 17 colleges. But wait, guys. Mm-hmm. It's after being homeless for most of his life, basically.
Come through.
I was like, and his name is called Dylan Chiddick.
Dylan.
He's from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Let me read out his inspiring story, as I said, because he was on Good Morning America. When Dylan was 7 years old, he and his family moved from Trinidad to the US, where he eventually became a US citizen a few years later. In 2017, things did not seem to be looking too good for Dylan, and his family and his mum and two younger brothers became homeless, and they had to move into a shelter. Oh my gosh. Mm-mm. Thankfully, a New Jersey-based organization called Women Rising helped put his family into housing. Dylan is currently a senior at Henry Sydney, I hope I'm saying it right, High School in New Jersey. He told Good Morning America that living in housing did get in the way of his schoolwork and his grades began to suffer because of it. Not letting that determine his future, Dylan has been accepted into 17 colleges.
Come through.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, Black Boy Joy.
That is amazing. Look, God didn't forget about you, Dylan. Certain situations I know we put in, we always get put in certain situations, mm-hmm. and then we assume, oh, God's forgotten about us. God's not going to bless us. And then look what happened. Look at God. Look. 17 college.
He must be extremely intelligent.
No, he must know. His parents, his mum, his siblings must be so proud. So my Melanin Magnificence goes to you, Dylan Chiddick. I hope I said your name right. Chiddick.
Congratulations, Dylan. My Melanin Magnificence goes to a lady by the name of Jackie Bailey. She is the founder and director of an organization called BU, spelled B-E-E-U. So she spent like her whole life promoting and developing and advancing causes around gender and race before she really established herself as a consultant in 2012. She was mainly working with the NHS on equality, diversity and inclusion. But she eventually got to a place where she increasingly wanted to do more around the personal development of women, and in particular, Black women. So she launched her first retreat. She organises retreats. And she launched the first one in the UK back in December 2016. After a fact-finding mission last mm-hmm. November, she succeeded in planning the third retreat, which mm-hmm. was a two-centre retreat in Gambia,
which
also included a five-star luxury pampering day at the five-star Coco mm-hmm. Ocean Hotel.
Five-star, you know.
Yeah, man. And the 11 women attending ranged from ages like 23 to 59. She went on to say that, "I wanted to create a space for Black women where they could have a personal development experience combined with culture, identity, and the opportunity to visit a place they might never have gone to had it not been for this retreat." She goes on to say, "As well as sharing experiences and simply getting together as Black women, we were able to discover our roots. The theme of this retreat was to be true to yourself and was based on self and sister love and compassion." Thank you so much for creating this safe place, this retreat, this organization, and the work that you're doing, not just with women, but with Black women.
Yeah.
Giving them knowledge, peace, and fun times, giving them nice things. So, Jackie, a huge congratulations on the successful retreat.
Woo, go Jackie.
And thank you for creating this and just being the forefront. Like,
yes.
Thank you so much. I can't, like, apparently there's one for guys as well. I was looking at their website, which is, I've got it right here. had it right here anyway. Yes, so the website is called bupd.com. It's a personal development and consultant company, and she offers life coaching. So I want to be in contact with you because on the website it says it's available for men as well. So yeah, congratulations, Jackie Bailey, for being melanated and yes, magnificent and creating this amazing thing that many people can benefit from. So yeah, melanin magnificence goes to you.
Yes.
Jesus, I am so tired today. I am tired as hell. Drained. Right, so guys, it is time for Miles Measure.
Yes.
So this Madeleine McCann documentary, yeah.
I couldn't finish watching it. It made me uncomfortable, I'll be honest.
Right. So it was 8 episodes long.
Mm-hmm.
Every episode was about an hour long. So after I watched it yesterday, I watched all 8 hours of it. And sis, like, Netflix, this could have been 4 hours. Like, you could have really done condense.
Mm-hmm.
Because lots of things kept on getting repeated.
Yes.
And after a whole 8 hours of watching it, we still don't know where she is, where she at. So it was all a bit, yes, it was, like they tell you things that you might not necessarily have known or maybe got reminded of through the media.
But
like,
why was it made though? Like, I don't know, why do they?
Well, let's get it twisted. Netflix is a company that had to make money.
Yeah.
So they would have made money from it. And I guess in, like, the Madeleine McCann, her parents didn't actually want to take part.
Yeah.
And they were asked if you wanted to, and they said they don't understand how it's going to help further the likelihood of finding their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, there's no point. I think it's just because there were many things that were reiterated regarding their potential involvement with it and how lots of things didn't make sense. And
yeah.
Stories were changing, etc. So it could be to do with that. But then again, it also explored other ways that she could have been abducted and things like that. But I don't think necessarily that it will help find, like, this is going to help, you know, anyone find her. But what it definitely has done is put Madeleine McCann in everyone's minds again, and hopefully will make people be more aware of what she looks like now, because they obviously showed us the picture of what she might look like now. Because if we're going to go out for looking for this girl, yeah, we're not looking for a three-year-old anymore. Yeah, you think of Madeleine McCann, you think of the little three-year-old girl, we see that image. But on the show, they gave you the new updated image of what she could look like if she's still alive. But it was interesting though, because, like, did you get to the part with the dogs?
No, I didn't
the
get
sniffer
to that
dogs.
Part. No.
Okay, the police didn't originally want to use sniffer dogs, but like after like thorough investigation and like they did tests where these dogs, there were two of them.
Yeah.
One of these dogs, yeah, Scooby-Doo could smell a dead body. Like,
seriously?
Yes. So, and the other dog could do Muttley could do, these aren't really their names.
Oh.
I'm just thinking of
dogs.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
But one of them could smell just human blood, like, and they would never mistake it for like chicken blood or anything else. Like,
what
human
kind
blood.
Of dog is this?
Mate, trained.
I'm dead.
And basically, they, like, one of the tests to make sure that this is correct is they had like 10 pieces of clothing and they put one drop of like human blood on one of them and washed the clothes like 10 times, laid them out in this room, and the dog went out and literally found the one. And the one that finds blood will just like stick its nose where it is and pulls and stay there.
Yeah, yeah.
And out of all of these clothes, this dog went and put his nose where the blood was and it was right. And the other one can smell dead, like if there was a carcass there, and the guy.
Well,
the
only dead
trainer,
bodies, even dead animals bodies. Or just dead bodies.
Dead human decomposing,
oh my God.
Yeah. He said that this dog had helped them find a grave that had a dead body in it for like a day or something, but then was dug up and helped them find where this grave was. And it was like 20 years ago or something. Like, it could still, not 20 years ago, I can't remember the time, I'm like, I'm lying, but it could still smell the body. And so the first dog that smells dead bodies went around the whole flat, didn't do anything. And then when it went like behind a sofa near a window and just started barking, going mad behind the sofa.
Oh my God.
So they were like, okay, there's been a dead body here. Yeah. And then it also barked in the cupboard of Madeleine McCann's parents' room. So it went into the cupboard.
Wait, so it's making us think that...
The dog said in his or her bark, a dead body has been behind this sofa and inside Madeleine McCann's parents' cupboard.
I killed him, giving them picnic.
I
don't assume anything.
They then went in with the second dog that sniffs blood. The dog went around the house, goes behind the sofa and points there. And his nose is on the floor. There's been blood. So there's been a dead body and blood behind that sofa. And exactly the same thing in the parents' room.
So after when they did all of this, did they take the parents into question about what's all this about?
They did, and they were like, we don't know. They also went and sniffed out the cars, like they'd had rental cars. The dogs didn't find anything on their friend's car, on their car, but they had a van, which they rented 25 days after Madeleine
was missing,
and there was a dead body and blood near the passenger front seat door.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
In the boot, DNA then went on to confirm that there was an 80% match to Madeleine's DNA, that there was blood in the back of that car, and it could have been
what hers. The hell?
And they got this van 25 days after she was missing. Wild.
Wow. But you know what's funny? This is a case. I need that a dog like cracked,
that can
it?
Sniff out lies, yeah.
I'm dead.
I mean, I can sniff them out quite good. Okay? But I need a dog like that. Let me know where I can get them.
But basically, this is a case that is still not solved, isn't it?
Nope. Where's she there?
But I'm thinking if they found all this DNA match, I'm thinking, oh my God.
It wasn't 100% match.
I know, but it was 8%, but it was close though. But that's it's making me think.
But then they were like, it could have been maybe DNA of like
something else. Like
one of the kids.
Yeah.
Her playing, brothers or sisters or whatever.
Wow.
You know, it's wild, you know. Then they've obviously had pictures of, like, because they saw someone allegedly walking. One of their friends went to go and check on the girls or whatever, and said that she saw someone with long hair walking away with a child. And I don't know. So it wasn't just on the parents, but let's just say this whole situation is fucked up.
It's disturbing.
And I just simply think, I don't know why the fuck they left their kids in a room to go and have dinner anyway, especially when the hotel had its own creche where you could have left them.
Yeah.
Me, I don't know. My parents would just have us at the dinner table sleep about leaving us in the hotel.
But that's what them people do, isn't it?
Wow.
That's what them people do.
Well.
I'm just saying.
I can explain. But yeah, you know, Maddie still ain't been found. We hope we find you, sis. At the end of the last episode, they did have this like company which find lost children. They were speaking about how they've brought girls back and boys back that have been missing for 4 years, up to 10 years.
Wow.
One person even brought themselves forward like 23 years later to be like, oh my God, that's me. Like, I'm that person that these parents are looking for. So
23 years, whole three. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that documentary is, I think it could be extremely shorter than it was.
Yeah,
I was in and
long.
Out of attention. Yeah. But yeah, I hope sis Maddie gets found, innit? Next, the other documentary, Leaving Neverland. It's had a bit of a backlash and is affecting the Jacksons.
Wow.
Michael Jackson's daughter, even though I don't know how I feel about saying that, because that is a black-ass Negro man with a wide nose, despite how he left this earth.
Mm-hmm.
He exited his mother's vagina with picky hair, okay?
Yeah.
A dark skin complexion, a wide nose and a good thick lip, okay? And there's no way in hell that these white-ass kids really be trying to say that they've killed children. Yes,
that's
he may have looked after them, fed them and put blankets over them and dangled them over hotel things. They ain't his kids, okay?
They can't come from
They
like
are
that.
Not.
I know.
They ain't even got a little curl in their hair. Anyway, Paris Jackson was taken to hospital after an attempted suicide.
Why?
Well, you know, she's just tired of defending her dad. I don't think that Fair they had enough. Watched. They didn't actually watch the documentary, neither of the children. But Paris Jackson did slit her wrists in attempts to take her own life, which is really, it's really awful. Like, that's heartbreaking.
I know.
No matter whether he did this or not, it's heartbreaking that this is the effect.
Yeah,
that
on his kids. On, like, yeah. Whoever, if they are his kids.
So. Well, the kids he raised.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is just really, really, really upsetting. And it does make me think twice about these kind of documentaries, because yes, we should be able to say our truths or have an opportunity to explain one side or two sides or both or whatnot. But we do really have to be extremely careful, especially when maybe tweeting about or discussing in public these things, because obviously not everyone has family, but he did.
Yeah.
And does. And they're alive. And it's just really upsetting to know that this girl...
I know, and he's not even here to defend himself.
Exactly, so...
It's not fair.
Apparently, she's now out of hospital, and she's back in her LA home.
Does she have someone with her, though?
The Jackson family. I don't know whether she's got a man or not, but she's currently in a stable condition. And sources with knowledge did tell us... told TMZ that Paris did this in direct response to the allegations made against her father in this documentary, in which Wade Robson and James Safechuck accused MJ of molesting them as kids. Oh, I don't really know what to say. Neither does Janet Jackson. she allegedly...
Janet.
Yeah, the Queen, Janet Jackson, has refused to give a comment. She's had her family at her back.
Yeah.
Apparently, sources close to the Jacksons are saying that there's like a bit of a feud right now, because they expected her as the senior member after Michael to speak out about this and condemn the documentary. But it's very clear.
Maybe she don't want to get involved.
That's exactly what she's saying. She said, I really want to keep my career completely separate from this now.
Yeah.
Because she don't know Wagwan. None of us do.
Yeah, it's true.
And his whole sister said, I cannot do. She said, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
That man is dead. Is there a point? Like, I love my brother, but I'm not defending this anymore. I can't. She's got a Las Vegas little stint coming up.
Yeah.
So she's just focusing on that, which
she
get.
She's got her own little family to worry about her.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how many times has Janet had to come out and defend?
Yeah.
He's gone. Like, let her live.
Mm-hmm.
You get? Like, yeah. So apparently the Jacksons are a bit mad at Janet. But I say, Janet, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it.
I'm dead.
Enough
Barriots.
People are talking about it. Right. So earlier on, at the start of the podcast, I was like, get the egg.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of Egg Boy? So, a politician in Down Under, an Australian politician, was giving, a talk regarding there's some shootings that had taken place in the mosque.
Yeah.
It was really unfortunate, you know, like 50 people ended up dead from this tragic travesty. I can't do the accent. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Sorry if
this
I've
is
anyone.
I was waiting for you to
But
stop.
This politician by the name, I think his name was Andy something.
Something like that, yeah.
Let me look upon this.
Oh
thing
my gosh, all. Guys, I'm dying. This is, I would, you know, you just watch a video like more than once. I watched it 10 times.
So. The politician's name was Fraser Anning. So, a young 17-year-old boy literally didn't listen to this podcast, but he took the word of the week and had courage.
Yes.
And whilst this far-right politician was talking nonsense out of his fucking trap hole regarding what had happened, this guy, he was blaming violence on the Muslims and said that there was like a link between
he's being
the Muslim people that were immigrants coming and links with violence. And this boy used all of his white privilege in the best way.
Yes!
Took that egg and went on the back of this dirty, dusty white man's neck back. And the boy
didn't even move.
Took out his iPhone and said, "I'm gonna record this, okay? Because
boxed, guys.
This man, this grown ass man, politician, can you imagine? Turned around and in front of a camera, whilst being recorded by a teenager, boxed the teenager 2 times in his face. This boy was then tackled to the ground. He was arrested. And then later released with no charge. I think it's pending investigation. But since then, GoFundMes have come up. Famous bands, celebrities have been like, "We are here for Egg Boy," because we are here for you, and Get the Belt are here for you as well.
But it just shows how he's more than brave. He stood there, recorded. Like, the man could have reacted anyway and maybe carried on speaking, but he stood there thinking, in general, if someone eggs you or something, you would react back and hit them. But he just stood there and didn't even move. He took the first punch and kept recording. Miles, he got.
Wow, yeah. This guy said, after a terrorist attack on 2 mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, claimed that at least 50 lives were taken. He said Muslims may have been the victims today. Usually they are the perpetrators.
Nah, he's disrespectful. He deserved that.
He also said that the real cause of bloodshed on New Zealand streets today is the immigration program, which allowed Muslim fanatics to migrate to New Zealand in the first place. Like, he's been out here coming for them.
It was just unnecessary.
Egg Boy.
He deserved that. He should get a Grammy for that. That was amazing. That was amazing. I'm sorry. That was, you know, when you watch a video more than once.
That was one. If there was a white podcast out here, you'd be getting wonderful whiteness for that.
That was amazing. I wish we saw his face though.
Yes, his face.
Oh, that video, the one I saw, they covered it. Let me see.
Oh no, there's him face. I can't. But yeah, that was really hilarious. We did get an email from one of our listeners, but it's not loading. But next week, she wanted to get together. She wanted to give the belt to, I think it was the politician. But next week, we will read that out.
Definitely.
Because it didn't come through and we need to leave the studio now. But yeah, that happened. That was funny. What else? Do you know who New York is? Tiffany Pollard.
No, who's that?
Don't know Tiffany Pollard from Flavor Flav, Flavor of Love, what it was called.
Oh, was that years ago?
Yeah, and then she was on Big Brother. Tiffany.
Oh.
New York.
I'm not even. Oh, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
She it's been announced that she is going to go on a RuPaul drag show. Race, yeah, and she's gonna be in making an appearance in a spin-off musical about Donald Trump.
Seriously,
and I can only imagine all the memes that she's gonna give us and all of the quotes.
That's gonna be hilarious.
Cracks me the fuck up. We can only imagine that what this musical is gonna entail, ripping the American politicians and politics to shreds, especially regarding the anti-LGBTQ happenings that have been going on in the race stuff. I'm excited for that. Like, that's something good that we're measuring up this week. Like, I think that is going to be litty. Like, she's funny. I don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race, but I know that it is clever in a sense, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine. And they've got a budget. They've got a good budget. So I can only imagine with her presence.
No, it's going to be hilarious. It's
and their coin and the subject, I just think, is going to be fucking jokes. Do you watch RuPaul?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It's not really my
cup of tea.
Yeah. So, yeah, look out for Tiffany. She's going to be doing nice things. So, yeah, next week, the contestants will start in Trump, the Rusical, which will presumably be a parody / attack / commentary on the anti-LGBTQ politics that Donald Trash has been backing during his trashy-ass reign as president. They did some RuPaul did Rusicles like this before. One of them was dedicated to the Kardashians and one to Cher. I'm here for it. I'm excited for the memes. I'm excited for the quotes. And I'm here for it. I just need to find out when we can see it. Like, hullaloo.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, we have had our first black lesbian superhero in Black Lightning. Do you watch Black Lightning? Who watches Black Lightning?
Me, I watched it, but I haven't like watched it recently, but I love them. It's amazing. Black Lightning is amazing. His two kids in there are amazing. I forgot their names, but they are amazing. But you said there's another one, you said.
Yeah, so they've got, so the actress, Nafessa Williams, who is gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Is going to be playing, the TV's first ever black lesbian superhero. The superhero is called Anissa Pierce, aka Thunder. She had an interview with the Gay Times and said that she remembered crying the first time I put on my suit, just knowing that I was about to be that representation that we'd never seen or had before.
Oh.
Yeah, actress Nafessa Williams tells them about landing the historic role, one which has provided an unapologetic yet normalized view of life and love as a gay woman in a way that's rarely seen in mainstream media. So with a third season confirmed, they Gay Times spoke to Nafessa yes. about being an ally to the LGBTQ community and why playing... Thunder is her dream role, and she just went on to say that it's truly a blessing to know that what we set out to do is what we're actually doing. And I think as an artist, when you put out work, you want to make sure that it's effective and it's relatable, and I feel like those aspects have happened within the show. She also went on to say, when asked what the response has been like from fans, she said, "Oh man, it's been really great, especially from the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. There's an overwhelming support that I've been getting. I was at a convention and one young woman, she wasn't even black, so this transcends race. She was about 16. She came up to me in tears and she said, 'Thank you,' because after seeing Thunder, she felt normal. And prior to seeing the show, she didn't feel normal being a lesbian. To me, that was the most rewarding response that I received." I think now I watched Black Lightning. Is that right?
Yeah, Black Lightning, yeah.
I watched like half of the first episode when I was with a friend in Manchester, and we were both like, "Oh, this is real cheese and the acting is questionable."
Yeah.
But I've seen this now, so I'm gonna give it another try.
No, like, you should.
It's about a black family, all black superheroes.
Yes.
They all get melanin magnificence. I swear the main one was fine as hell as well. Isn't it the doctor, the main one? Isn't he fine?
Which one? The Black the Lightning. Yeah, he's hot, the dad.
He's nice things, right?
Oh my gosh, he's a gorgeous man. Yes.
Look upon your fierce when
no,
you say
he
that.
Is. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful man. I'm sorry.
What do you guys think of the show? Have you guys seen it, Black Lightning?
You guys tell me which episode is your favorite. And season one, I think that season was better
for me.
Than the other two. The other two are not bad, but the best... I've always noticed when you start a new sitcom, the first season is always better. And then the other ones that they have to... the season two...
I think so.
I feel like they need to make sure... Like, the first one is like, you have to get people interested. Mm. Yes, I want season two. And then they drop a season two and then... If it's not at the same standards, they're going to start losing.
Yeah,
you fall off. So you have to make sure it has to be better than the first
But don't
season.
Do what Empire did, because they
started... Oh, my gosh.
And they just got extra and extra. And I'm extra, extra read all about it.
But they weren't a bit too much. Something else. I know.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Empire, Jussie Smollett. So he has pleaded not guilty to his 16 charges. How interesting. He's standing by the fact that he remains innocent. I wish I could fly over and go to this court case and just, you know, see it. I'd be really fucking entertained. I'd go in a nice outfit. I'd get put on my Gucci sunglasses, take in some chicken wings, and I would really enjoy watching the process. But yeah, he pleads not guilty. We are Sir Kashmir.
I don't know. I don't know, like, I don't, you know, when if it is, I don't know, from all of this, maybe it is true. It'd be silly me to think, oh no, it's not, but I'm not saying, how long is he going to keep saying he's not guilty? Why don't he just finally
admit it?
Like, to something. We clearly know he did something. He needs to stop playing the victim now. Jussie, I love you still, but just stop it now. You know what you did. You know what you did. Maybe if you be honest, maybe they can reduce it. Actually, I don't know. I can't really speak for the judge.
They might offer him a plea.
Or something. Like, stop lying. It might get worse for you if you're going to keep saying not guilty and they bring out more. You understand?
64 years, because child. Coming
out, and you're black. Chile. And you're black. They will take the piss. I'm just saying. Just be honest to one of them. Even a few of them. Just be like, okay, me did this.
Word of the week. Have courage.
Just have be brave. Courage, Jussie. And just sometimes you have to take the consequence, because you tell a lie, you have to take it. I'm just saying. Sometimes consequences have actions. You have to take the consequences.
Sometimes consequences have actions. Sometimes actions have consequences.
You know what I was talking about. You guys know what I mean. But I'm
Jussie,
just saying.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I hope they run this on TV. Empire have taken a hit. Their ratings and viewings have gone down.
I know, and it's not fair.
Yeah, they've seen the numbers are also a 35% drop in the ratings and 29% drop in viewership from the spring premiere of season 4 back in 2018. So they've taken quite the hit.
Oh, bless them. Jussie, man, you're wicked to your cast people, them. Wicked. And you do this.
They must be mad.
No, oh. I'll be annoyed. I'll be like, wow.
Imagine if he gets off not guilty, though. Wow.
I don't know.
I'm interested to see Wagwan. Even if he did do it, I'm interested.
I know. I just want to see what's going to happen. To be honest, it's kind of funny. Like if they actually be like, okay, you're not guilty, and they let him out. I don't know. But even if
how's it going to be when you come out?
That's what I'm saying. The crowd, people will come off the Euron.
But then if he's been proven not guilty, then he'll be like, you can't do this.
No, but
I'm
that's
going to
be people thinking you guys. The people's going to still look at him like you're lying. You clearly did it. Like, I don't know, but
Jussie.
I don't even know what to say.
Last thing, speaking of TV shows, I watched Idris Elba's
Turn Up, Charlie.
Yes, it was so good.
It was good.
Like, it's great to see like British talent on there. Little Miss, you see Jocelyn, yeah?
She plays the aunt.
Right, spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. If you don't want spoilers, I'd say skip it for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Little Miss Jocelyn, to me, she's my favourite character.
The auntie.
Auntie
Lydia.
Auntie Lydia, the lesbian Lydia.
Yeah, she was off.
When little Becky came to the dinner,
she took the
piss. She was like, what is this? Auntie made some like typical Nigerian food.
She made fufu, and
I don't know what soup it was. And the little girl looked at it, and she, little white girl, she was like, what is this? And Auntie Lydia has already said to Charlie, like this child is naughty. All you just got to do is just beat her, just real quick. Yeah.
No, but you can't do that. About the fufu.
And then. So she goes, what is this? And Aunt Lydia's like, oh, this is fufu. And she's like, fufu, that's what I call my vagina. And when little Miss Jocelyn reached for her wooden spoon and was like, I'm ready to whoop the
girl. I was like, wow. The girl would not. I'm not going to lie. It was, the whole concept of it was amazing.
It was really
Idris, good. Idris, you're too cute. Bless you.
I don't see it. He's a good looking uncle.
No, everyone in there acted so well. They did their part. So, oh my gosh.
I tell you who is fine though. Who? The mixed race manager. The black girl. Yeah. The one that he ended up fucking.
Oh, you like
And then
her?
She was like, yeah, she's fine. Is she English?
No, I think she's American.
Really? I know she was American on the show, but I think she's a British actress. I don't know.
Could be.
But she is cute. She's sexy as fuck.
She's pretty. Yeah. She made me laugh though. No, but I think, I don't know, but secretly, you know the husband, the main husband?
Yeah.
Daniel, whatever his name was.
If you say...
He acts really feminine.
Like, oh my God, listen, I was watching with my brethren and she was like, he is gay, bro.
That's what I'm like.
And I was like, I don't know, maybe.
I thought he was, maybe his expression, because whenever the camera goes to his face looked like push up in... Like he was choking on his tongue. I don't know, but his face looked weird. And then he would do something, and I'm thinking secretly, I swear I'm gay. It's fine if you're gay, innit? But I feel like he was trying to force to be straight.
That's what my friend was thinking. I didn't see it, but then I'm like, you work as an actor, you work in the theatre, you always are like, dumb.
I bet secretly.
But then again, you can't be like, he's gay because this is what he does for a living. And
no, I think he
is. You're feminine because, I mean,
Maybe he is, because there's a lot of actors out there that still act as straight men. There's a lot of actors, I've seen it in films.
Not just actors. My friend was only telling me last night, he's like, I don't get why people think that Drake is straight.
I'm dead.
Yes, I was like, no. I was like, he is. And my friend was like, nah, like he is always, every feature he jumps on, he always jumps on like the girl songs. He jumps on like emotional.
No, but look how he loved off Rihanna. I don't think he's gay. He's just a sensitive, sweet guy that wants to be loved. But no one giving him love, basically.
Why don't you get a plane, Cash?
No, I'm just, I don't mind. Drake, he could come over. He's just a sweet guy. And people like to confuse that with being feminine or this, that, that, or too
but
soft.
But you were just saying that
the other guy is gay
because he's feminine in the show.
He's not feminine. Actually, he just act gay. And there's nothing wrong with
how
that.
How do you act gay?
Like, he was acting, no, you didn't see, you know, it's just like, you can, no, honestly,
well,
I bet,
my friend I bet, also saw yeah, that. I didn't see it.
Why haven't we researched it and we found out, oh, he's actually gay, and we was right. You don't know, maybe he's had to act gay to get the role so he can get career. But I'm being deadly serious. I bet he's gay. Mm. I bet he is. We're going to hear about it. Watch.
That last scene, yeah. Have you seen it yet? The whole episode?
I watched everything. The last episode before I came.
Oh my God, you see that episode where everyone was fighting and she was in the end, she was like, you're going to... You were going to marry him, and then she was like, wait, you're going to leave me?
And then everyone was in the little triangle.
Everyone had a problem. Like, everyone was mad at everybody.
I know. And I was like, which one should I side with? I was like, yeah. Oh my God. What are you telling? Nah, so I was laughing. The only one I remember is the gay friend, little boy, the girl.
Who's the gay friend?
The little white boy.
Oh, yeah, he goes off and does explore.
No, I knew he was gay. Well done. You can tell,
I like what they did with that, because he was like this little, like
aggressive,
rude boy.
I'm a bad man. But I knew, little white boy. It was obvious though. I like that though.
At the party, just drag him up and kiss him and he said yes.
No, but that's bad, man. He just left the friend. I was like, I know you want to have good time. Could I be like, excuse me, let me just go. I'll be right back here. I'm the same. Have some manners.
He didn't even say shit. He just looked at her and he looked at the boy and said, let me go and do nice things.
Like, I was like, that's bad, man. The girl is lost. No, but I'm not going to lie. That girl, she acted it so well. But I felt like, I was talking to the team, little bitch. No, bro. Yourself. I felt like I was gonna grab her through the TV. She's too rude.
What she needed, it was
a good beating.
Yeah, I agree with Auntie Lydia.
Yes,
I agree with Auntie Lydia.
No, but the fufu took me out when she said, I called my vagina. I swear,
Auntie
was
Lydia
laughing.
Was like, this girl,
I was laughing hard. But the scene that I really liked, like, usually we would hear a lot of comedy in it, but the scene when she was on the stairs talking to Idris when he was in Ibiza, that was the first time I saw her being serious, and it was so nice to see that she actually cared. Yeah. And then, I was like, wow, it's like, usually, I don't know, we can laugh comedy, but it was good to see her serious side,
that show is great.
I know,
and I could do a whole episode on that show.
No,
because
it was so nice,
like, it really explores being a black man,
yes,
the expectancies, and I know from a Nigerian family and a black family in general,
the way we had to lie,
the dynamics in it,
yeah,
so much like the way youth act, like that little white girl,
yes,
and her buddy friend,
yes,
and the way that she thought she was able to speak to people and conduct herself, being so young yet having a phone and being quite clued up. A lot of the kids are like that now.
And even showed how her family, her parents, was not always around, and got an aspect
and
into
the
that
work,
as well.
And as a performer and creative myself, I know that lifestyles can be hectic.
Yes.
And like having a relationship or trying to cultivate one with someone, that's hard. And then rivalry between friends and it had so much. Like,
oh, it was amazing.
And then obviously Idris's Charlie, he plays Charlie, his whole journey through that and self doubt, trying to make it, getting too
cocky. I know
cocky,
that he's at that age.
Caught
yes.
up at the lifestyle, mm-hmm. not knowing what he wants. Like, it was hats off.
It was amazing.
Clap.
I think
some
that guy,
British,
you know, Femi, we met him at Screen Nation Awards. He was one of the executive producers of the show as well.
Oh, is
it? Yeah, and oh my gosh. No, I even reached out and sent him a message. I don't know if he responded and said that and enjoyed it. It was amazing. But hopefully he responds back and can be like, you want to come on the show?
It'll
be nice.
Course.
But
we'd
love
you to come on.
It was nice. Oh, it was, yeah. I hope season 2 come back quick. It was amazing.
Man. You're ready.
You guys have to watch it. It was called Turn Up Charlie. Turn Up Charlie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So next week, I'm excited for us coming out of the cinema with Lupita, and we'll be talking about that next week. Us, the film. It's a horror film.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
let's go and watch that.
I know we have to.
Yeah, let's have a little Get the Belt Day out.
Yeah, it's true. Let's not
Yeah, if any of you guys want to come to the cinema with us, it will be Odeon because I have Odeon cards.
Which one? And which location?
Probably Central London. If any of you guys want to come and watch us with
oh my gosh,
Get the Bell,
sick. Yeah.
Send us an email at contact@getthebellpod.com and we'll have like a little day out with,
that'd
with
be
you guys.
Sick. That'd be sick.
Nice
yes,
things.
That'd be amazing.
Well, that is all for Miles Measures this week.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, guys, it's time for yeah.
Oh, you ain't. You don't even need to do that no more.
Oh yeah.
We're just gonna play Keisha. So Keisha.
Okay, yeah. Well, you guys, okay,
you can do it again though if you want to. And maybe I can make you guys when they edit it, we can like make you guys do it together.
Oh, like a little thing. Like a little
Try. Yes,
we care.
Yeah. Like, Keisha, she learning.
I'm learning with cash. Yeah. Well, guys, since we're talking about sitcoms and stuff like that, I took the time. Like, I love watching films. Who like watching movies? You like watching movies, Miles?
Yeah, man.
And I had a time to... What day was this? I think it was Wednesday. No, Thursday evening. I was at home and I was like, I'm just going to watch movies. All the classic movies that actually inspired me. I went back to old school. I went all the way back down to late 2000s to late 1990s. The late 90s, what about 99? And who remember Forrest Gump?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Oh my gosh, I watched it again. I'm not going to lie. I never felt so emotional in my life.
I think I want to watch it again.
A film like, and it reminds me, like there were so many life lessons in this film. I don't know if you guys heard of it. Forrest Gump is based on this man who's basically, he's not really intelligent, low IQ and whatever.
He's
sitting on the bench and every person that comes sit on the bench, he just reenacts his life. And everyone sits there and listens to his story, his journey, basically to where he is today. And he's an extraordinary character. That whoever created this character was like, it's phenomenal. And the quotes and life lessons I've learned from this film actually like inspired me to be who I am now. There was a quote that his mum said in there, was like, life is like a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're gonna get. And it's true.
Trust me.
And every time I hear that one, it just makes...
Sometimes you can even get a chocolate, yeah, and it's good, and you've been sucking it, chewing it, and it's good, and it's good. And then you get to the centre of that bitch. Then you get to the centre and it's sour as fuck.
Yes.
And you'd be like, what the fuck did I just eat? Mm-hmm. It's not that good. And then, anyway, sorry, me and not interrupt.
No,
you
it's
go.
True. And then you realize, no, I'm just saying, that movie really inspires me. There's so many quotes in there that actually helped me go towards a certain goal, towards a certain dream. There was another one, he said, his mum said, and this one really, like made me feel good. He said, you have to do the best of what God gave you. So any talent, any dream or any goal you have for yourself, you just have to be happy with it. Like your goal is not like no one else's. As last week's episode when Keisha Renee said, keep your eyes on your prize, not their prize or the prize, your prize. Yeah. And it's true. We're born with a certain gift that no one else has. We're all born differently. Because if we was all the same, the world would be boring. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And it's good to know, well, God gave you, maybe because Forrest Gump, he wasn't the smartest guy. No, he wasn't the most intelligent. But he had something that no one else, everyone would say, run, Forrest, run. He was athletic. He ran like miles and miles for 3 years just running. Who would do that?
Running.
I'm thinking, where are you going, man? Where are you going?
Myself. And it just. I'm ready to face it all.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, Forrest Gump really taught me the meaning of being true to yourself, being true to your character, and loving every bit of yourself and realizing life ain't going to go the way you want it. Life isn't planned the way you want it to be. The way you want it to be, but
period,
you just have to be happy with the aspects of it and just know that things will go to plan but not the way you want it. So you have to enjoy the journey, enjoy the moment, and know that God blessed us differently, because if it was all the same, it would be hella boring, trust me. Next film, who remembers Coach Carter?
Oh, the basketball film.
I don't know, guys, when I'm feeling low, when I need to be inspired, when I need to think that I'm good enough, I watch Coach Carter. What did I say? Coach Carter. Basically, if you guys don't know about it, it's basically his coach. It's based on a true story. He goes to the school and teaches these youths, these bad youths, to be better students, not just basketball players, better students, to know that after when they finish school, they have a career, they can go after a certain goal, they can aim higher, they can do anything they want to be, and realizing that they are worth something. But especially being brought up in America, especially in the black community, they assume every black person, you ain't going to be shit. That's what they assume. You just go do drugs, breed up bare women, go to jail, die or whatever. But no, he gave them a goal. He gave them something to look forward to. And he believed in them. Even when teachers assume, no, they're just basketball players. That's it. We don't need to help them get education. They don't need that. They can't do that. Mm-hmm. But he was like, no, I'm a basketball teacher. Yes, but I'm going to help them become better students, a better men. Because in the future, the way this society is, no one else is going to look out for them, and knowing that this coach came to the school and helped them get to that certain goal, it just like made me feel like, oh my gosh, we need someone like that. We need more teachers like that. We need someone to believe in us even when we stop believing in ourselves. And my favorite part in this whole film, and I know you guys, I know my listeners, you guys know what I'm talking about, he said, he always kept saying to the teammates, what is your deepest fear? And they would be like, what's he talking about? And then one of the guys, Timo Cruz, he was always the one that was like, no, what are you talking about? But he stood up when they finally opened the coach, the locker room.
Yeah.
And he quoted, you guys know this from Nelson Mandela, our deepest fear is not that we're I can't even do it.
Come on, sis.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so other people don't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Oof. This one, every time I hear stop, you clown.
This
I don't know.
Some inspirational shit.
Oh my God. You honestly sound like some character or something, you know?
I know.
Honestly, whenever I hear this quote, this message, it shows that people are scared to beat themselves or to go off a certain goal because you assume, oh, you're not good enough or this person might be better than you. But then you realize, like, people have a certain talent. Like, let's say if you're a good singer and everyone else sees it and you don't see it in yourself. And people trying to tell you, go towards that goal, you can do it. But you're like, nah, you're too like, you're thinking, I'll just stay in the back. I'll be the underdog. I won't do that. I'll just do the basic stuff because that's what everyone assumes. That's all I am. That's all I can be. But no, you can be better than that. You can be the person you're supposed to be. If you're that singer, go be that singer. If you're that dancer, go be that dancer. You're that writer, go be that writer. It doesn't matter what anyone else says.
If you're that stripper, go do that strip.
Yeah, you have to do shake your mama game. Because I ain't gonna lie, I don't have a big ass like some girls. But when I see people, I'm like, girl, work it. Work. Do we gotta do? Pay them bills. That's what I'm trying to say. And it just shows that we are meant to liberate others in anything that we do. Like, if we have a goal, a dream, we have to just go after it. And this film gets me every time because, like, I don't know. You know the ones where you're just feeling like you need something to build your mood back up? Like, I was feeling low, and I was like, no. Then I was like, no, I need to get up and do something. Yes. I need to start, like, making a meal plan. I need to meal prep. I need to look. Well, like, honestly, you know, when you look on Instagram and you see all these people looking all fit and going after their body goal, and I'm thinking, I'm sitting there stuffing my face, eating a damn cookie. I'm like, no, I had to throw that cookie away and replace it with a carrot. Even a carrot dry, but I still did it. Ooh.
Oh.
I still did it. You see?
Oh.
But I'm just saying, this movie really speaks to me. Like, it has a lot of benefits that can help me and help others as well. So what about you, Miles? What do you think of that quote? How did it make you feel?
It just inspires me.
How?
It's inspirational. It just makes you want to just do shit. Like, realize that you do have the power to do things and that, you know, maybe we are scared about actually getting things done.
Yeah.
And maybe, like you said, like, when life doesn't go the way you want it to, maybe we're not really prepared for the right things, because I do believe everything happens for a reason. And sometimes we want things, and if we really use our power to make things happen, we might not get the outcome that we want,
yeah,
but it would be the outcome that we need.
Yeah.
And it's like, we get scared of that, so people end up, you know, shying away from their goals.
That's where that's word of the week comes in. Courage. You see,
you have to have courage.
Yes, you have to have it.
You have to have it. So that's what I think.
And lastly, guys, have you heard the film called Remember the Titans? You remember watching with Denzel Washington in it?
Yeah.
It's an old school film, but this one, I always watch it just to...
Excuse the sirens, we're in the ghetto. Ooh, Chile.
As I was saying, Remember the Titans with Denzel Washington. This film helps represent black and white. Basically, everyone should be equal. It's kind of like how Martin Luther King said, I had a dream. They're all black, white. I ain't quoting it properly, but you know what I mean. Everyone should come together and everyone should be one. It's basically based on a football team. It was all white football team, and then they had to... put all the blacks with the white men, and they had to work together as a team. Of course, there's going to be love, hate. People are going to be like, no, I'm white. I'm better than him because he's black. This, that, throwing shade. And eventually, this coach taught them that we are all one. We all bleed the same blood. We are all the same. We have to work as a team. Doesn't matter what skin color he is. If he's orange, yellow, white, green, doesn't matter. We are all one. We are all human beings. And this quote really touches me. He said, people say it can't work black and white, but before we reach for hate, always remember we are the Titans. It doesn't matter if we're black, white. We are a team. It doesn't matter. We all shed the same blood, as I said. So everyone needs to learn to work together and know that we have to find peace, not just in ourselves, but in others as well. And we just have to come together. Even though young people get tired, then stumble and fall, but those who trust the Lord will find new strength. Oh, amen. My gosh. Like, I just want everyone to realize that. Okay, let me be honest. I witnessed something a couple days ago this week. I didn't like it. You know, on the bus at the front, it's mainly the old people will sit there. Doesn't matter if you're black, white, whatever. And there was an old white woman sitting in one of the chairs that was close to the window. And there was a spare chair right at the right next to her. Two old people came on. One was a white old lady and one was a black old lady. The white old lady walked past the chair that was sitting that was the first white old lady was sitting, and then the old black lady came and sat down next to her. The white lady that was sitting next to her kept looking at her in an uncomfortable way. I was just noticing. Then she kept trying to shuffle, and the old black lady was like, what are you doing? What's wrong? Are you okay? And the white one was like, no, I'm not okay. You're sitting next to me. And like, she made a scene, and I felt so uncomfortable. Like, I felt angry. And even though they were old, I felt like saying, look at her, you old little bitch. But it's just felt, and the old black woman got up and she said, you know, it's fine. And then the old white woman that went past at the beginning said, no, go sit back down. And said to the white woman, that's not nice. We are all old. We're all human. And it was so nice to see that. It was so nice. And I felt joy afterwards. Like, people like to throw so much shade towards us, especially us black people, because we're black, for no reason at all. And we don't do nothing. Mm. We honestly don't. And sometimes I feel like being us is a bad thing. Are we disgusting? Have you thought that in your mind, Miles?
No, like, I've never crossed.
Like, sometimes I feel like, are we that disgusting? Are we that, like...
No, I never thought that. I thought, are you that disgusting that you're disgusting?
No, it's true. Like, you're projecting so much ignorance and hatred for no reason when we all should be one. So this film, anyone out there who has experienced certain actions like that, or who are Actually, I can't even say if anyone's racist listening. That'd be weird. But if anyone out there...
You never know, sis. But it's true. But the haters,
you guys watch Remember the Titans, because this will teach us something that we all should love everyone else. You know, we were put on this earth to love, not to throw hate, not to throw shade. We're supposed to work as a team, and it's not always be angry and be like, because she's black, I have to be angry, or she's white. No, we are all one. We bleed the same blood. That's what I'm saying. But I hope these movies can inspire you also. Remember the Titans, number one. Number two, Coach Carter. If you're feeling low and need to build up that attitude in positivity and go after that goal, watch that one. And lastly, Forrest Gump. If you need someone to believe in you, Forrest Gump will. Yes, he will. But I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Yeah. We can. Oh, my Keisha, you need to help me out.
Yes, we can.
So it is time for questions.
Oh, yes. I love this one.
Now, on my Instagram story today and on the Get the Belt story, we did ask for some of your belts. We did get some questions as well, though. One I think is really actually very quite interesting. So let's call this person... Dumbledore. Dumbledore says, "Hey guys, check it out and let me know what you think. May 27, I met a guy called..." Do I read his name?
I'm going to say...
Dumbledore meets Hagrid.
Hagrid, okay. Just, yeah. Or Slytherin. I'm joking.
May 2017, I met a guy named Hagrid. Hagrid, on first appearance, was well put together, seemed kind, caring and honest... So you can imagine I was intrigued. Month one into our relationship. Whoa, wow, cool, nice things. Okay, so month one into our relationship.
Wait, hold on, month one, you guys were already in a relationship even after that. Oh, wow.
He was intrigued and, you know, so Dumbledore was like, I see it straight away. I want it. Yeah. Month one into our relationship, I started noticing odd behavior traits I had seen before in previous relationships. Taking the conversation outside... Notifications on his mobile phone were off, and his need to always walk with you mobile phone every time he left the room. One day when he was asleep, I decided to go through his mobile phone, and to my surprise, he had been talking sexually to other guys throughout the time we had known each other, and at this point, we had known one another for about 2 months. Well, from when you had to go through his phone, you know, you see intuition,
Of course.
Intuition.
Tells you.
You know, that is, I feel like intuition is God just being like, nigga, I'm just going to let you have this feeling. Mm. I'm not going to come in a blazing tree, a little plant on fire like I did with Moses, because you guys will go crazy and I'll go viral and then too much. But let me just... give you a little feeling. And that feeling, oh, shit, you was right. So, 1 month of dating and one official month in a committed relationship. That is the 2 months. Well, looks like you were committed. He, not so much. Hagrid tried it. Mm-mm. Anyway, Dumbledore goes on to say, I want to pause there for a second and go back to the first conversation we had. In the very beginning, I said to Hagrid, come as you are. Be who you are and allow someone to love you and trust you for who you are. If you know you're the kind of guy to play around, don't ask for monogamy. Amen. Mm-hmm. Simple state what your intention is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you have a past and you're not proud of it, don't let that define you. Come on. Mm. I am an open book of possibilities and I want to build a life with someone I know and trust and someone who will always have my back. Amen. Yes, Hagrid. I will take you as you are and together we can change for the better. Wow. That went in one ear and out the other.
Dot, dot, dot.
My question is... why do people feel they need to hide who they are in order to get the guy or girl? For me, I never want to fall in love with a version of someone that isn't real. Well,
Too many pretenders out here, man.
How can you trust someone who chooses to be deceitful? Sorry. How can you trust someone who chooses to be deceitful when they were giving every chance to come forth with the real them and perhaps have a much better and longer lasting relationship where they can be truly themselves? And then it says, define trust and loyalty. For me, it's not about the mistakes you make that cause the trust to be broken. It's about being brave enough to come forth and admit those mistakes and deal with the consequences of your actions.
Yes, have courage.
Come through Hagrid. Yes. Loyalty is
no,
about
it's Dumbledore.
Having...
Hagrid is...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Hagrid, you stupid ass nigga.
I'm dead.
Come on, Dumbledore. Loyalty, he finishes, closes us out by saying, loyalty is about having my back in the moments that really matter, not allowing others to see the cracks.
I just want to say, firstly, Dumbledore, you wrote this out so brilliantly.
Come
like
through.
He just placed it all out there. Like,
just
like
nice
a, yeah, like it was nice. The presentation, yes.
Wow, this is just another case of niggas not being shit.
I know.
Trash.
It's just generation, man. No one's honest anymore. Everyone just want to pretend to be something that they're not. People be calling themselves different names.
Listen. Kashmir,
catfishing out here.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I can't deal.
To me, it sounds like you know what you want.
Yes.
It sounds like you know who you are. It sounds like you've lived. You know, you've read books. You are in tune with what you and will not tolerate and accept. And it's a shame that this motherfucker Hagrid played you. The gag is, when you do clownery, the clown comes back to bite. And, yeah, you went through his phone. Like, I mean, I wouldn't... From when I want to do that, I would just bounce.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to do your Olivia Pope. And you found what you were looking for. Like I said, like, if you go looking, you are going to find, and you found.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you didn't say that you left his ass. I hope that you did because you sound like a good guy who... I need to find... Where are you?
I'm dead.
No, I'm joking around. But like, your question was... my question is, why do people feel that they need to hide who they are in order to get the guy or the girl? Because they know what their ass smells like. They know what they already like and they know what their intentions are. You said earlier in your email, why don't they just tell us what their intentions are? I feel like people, you know, on Instagram and stuff like that, we're surrounded and is imposed onto us this idea of settling, having, you know, being in a monogamous relationship with just one person, marriage, house, kids, blah, blah, happiness. But that isn't really what people are really wanting these days. Mm. They might say that they want that. And like this guy fucking lied to you, this Hagrid ass, dry ass, dusty ass, cheating ass, lying ass motherfucker did that.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case. Because if he wanted that, he wouldn't have been texting motherfuckers. He would not. And you know, it's just people are not, they're not aligning with what they are saying.
Yeah.
They are saying one thing and doing another.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like word of the week. Just have courage. They need to have courage to be like, listen, I just want to fuck. Because then no one's getting hurt. No one's told no lies. Maybe some people will get hurt because I don't believe you can just do fuck. I cannot. Yeah. I've tried and it does not work. But I'm guessing you've left him. I hope that you have. You then went on to say, define trust and loyalty. I think you said it. Like, you went on and said, you know, it's about having my back in moments that matter and not allowing other people to see the cracks. 100%. Trust and loyalty. Loyalty doesn't necessarily mean standing by you and agreeing with what you say all the time. It's also standing by you and being like, listen, that was wrong. But I love you and I'm loyal to you and I'm letting you know that and I'm telling you this from a place of love. Trust is just a feeling. Essentially, trust to me is a feeling of peace and no hesitation.
Yeah.
And real peace and being relaxed. Safety. It's a feeling of safety that is based on your relationship connection and the way someone makes you feel.
Yeah.
Despite whether they've done things in the past, it's that energy of feeling safe when they're around you and when they're not. And yeah, Hagrid tried you, Dumbledore, and I hope you told him where the fuck to go. And I hope he can get... Do you know what? This is the only question that we've got today, but I want this to be my belt. I'm going to give the belt.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
To Hagrid, a.k.a. John. Oops, sorry, I've said it. That was the name here. But we're not going to tell you who it came from.
But my belt...
Let's move on to the belt section.
Okay.
So this week, my belt goes out to John, a.k.a. Hagrid, if you listen to the previous segment, the questions. Yeah, my belt goes out to you for and all my other Hagrids out there. My belt goes out to all the Hagrids out there lying, yeah, trying us. Be real. Be honest. Stop hurting people. Because you, like I said, when you do clownery, the clown will come back to bite. So if you're Hagrid and you're out here doing lies and deceit, go home, brush your teeth, wash your asshole because it probably stinks. Get to the clinic because I know you've been out here fucking rule with other people. And just remove your energy from me. Remove yourself from me. I will not have it to get away. Go far away. All of you Hagrids can get the belt. If you're listening to this and you a Hagrid, lying ass motherfucker, be it male or female, it make no difference. Just like Beyonce said, it make no difference. If you's a lying ass, conniving ass, deceitful ass, Hagrid, you get the belt today. And if you're not that person, but you relate, please, I beg, you can send this little clip to them so you don't even have to let them know how you feel. That I, Miles Hart, will let them know. You Hagrid-ass, lying-ass motherfucker, get the belt.
Oh, my God.
Send it to a friend. You get the belt, you dickhead. Because the rest of us, Dumbledore, we will flourish and we will grow. We will do nice things. And one day when we meet someone else like us, Dumbledore,
yes,
who knows what they want, and like you said in your email, can stand up and, you know, be themselves and accept other people for themselves. When we do that, we'll do nice things. These people will continue to go around doing lie, doing cheat, doing scam, doing dirty text, doing worthless, ungodly things, and just continue to get diseases. Yeah. Not just sexual ones, but mental ones as well. We will not be a part of it. So we will be in the light. But yeah, my belt goes out to all the Hagrids out there. Deuces. Who did your belt go to this week?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm going to get the same person. But not to the same person. I got two. That racist lady on the bus, bitch. You already know I said it already. But also, like this whole concept of what do I want to say his name? Wait, you don't have a name. Dumbledore. That's it.
He's a good one.
Hagrid, yeah, Dumbledore, you like...
Cheating.
It just shows what you want in life, and that is a good thing, especially in this generation. No one cares anymore. They would see someone who wants a commitment, get with them, be a pretender, and then break their heart. Because those are people I call narcissistic. How you say, am I saying it right?
Yeah, you did.
Yes. Narcissistic people. They narcissistic. The mentality is messed up. They are corrupt, and they're just low down blood clot dogs. That's all I can say. What I realized over the years of meeting men, a commitment, this, that, you can see this. People are always going to pretend to care. They're going to pretend to put out all that, basically just throw different things at you, pretend you can get this, get that, I'll be there for this, that, that one. But they're liars. And I'm not trying to say don't date.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Oh, out. My gosh. You just flipped scare me, nutter. But people will, you need to realize there's going to be people that's going to hurt you.
Triggered.
There's people that's going to hurt you, but you have to find the person that is worth the pain. And even me saying that, I feel like saying, go suck at your mother. But sometimes you have to deal with it. I'm not going to be like, oh, don't date. I'm not going to be like, oh, take longer before you get in a relationship. Because even when you get in a relationship with someone, maybe 6 months down the line, and then they'll show you their true colors in it. No, it's just people's, like, we call it their mindset. Some people's mentality is so messed up and corrupt. You can't even think, oh, I'm going to change this person, because some people are not willing to change themselves. So you can't be willing to push it. So, but from looking at this, it shows that you got your head screwed on. Mm-hmm. And trust me, darling, there's going to be someone out there that deserves you in every aspect. I'm going to appreciate the goodness that you can offer them, because he completely is an arsehole. Yeah. He doesn't want to commit to one person. People out here just want to be partying around and just mingle and digger. Yeah.
You wanted to go look at his phone.
I'm thinking your instinct tells you that. You know he was messing up. There was no point of checking the phone for you to realize that. You just knew it already.
That was your own.
Yeah, that was your own dog. Doing... You didn't have to run after the phone. Just disappear and just keep it moving. He's going to realize what he lost at the end of the day. These people out there who likes to hurt people for no reason at all go suck out your mother, okay? Because karma are gonna come back for your blood clot ass. Yes, so all the Hagrids out there, as Mal said,
yes,
you lot are pricks, man. You guys are some washed up little dotty jellyfish, crab leg, shrimp, blood clot, stinky foot, pick my nose and boogie and clean up my ass, dotty people then.
They get the belt. And side note, to all of the people that are like me and Dumbledore, I've got one song.
Oh my god, that sounds good on there, you know.
It does, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds really nice on there.
Yeah, let me know where you were. Like I said, I'm going to the cinema with Kashmir to watch Us. So if you want to join,
come join us. I'm dead. Yeah, Dumbledore, I'm not going to lie. Dumbledore, you should come actually. If you're brave enough to come out and just come have a good time with us.
Courage.
Yes, courage, yes.
Ooh, so that's it for another episode of Get the Belt.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah, it's almost funny.
It was wild. I felt like everything was really connected. And
I
We like have a little conversation before we record this.
Yeah.
We like to come and, you know, surprise each other, you know, give you that authentic.
Of course.
The authentic laugh. Not like I already know we've rehearsed. Like it's pretty off the cuff, this.
Yeah.
This shit right here.
Just being honest.
It's so cool how like often like things all merge and mesh and like the word of the week into this guy's email
that was only sent in today.
And
the way, guys, I just thought that on top of my head was I'm just sick like that. That's just amazing. And stuff.
And modest as well. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
If you've been affected by any of the things that we've discussed, feel free to email us and contact the show.
Yeah,
we love to hear your questions. We like to find out who you'd like to give Melanin and Magnificence to.
Yes,
and who else you might want to
get the belt to and give them the blood clot lick.
And you can email us at contact@getthebelt.com.
Oh, get.com.
You
know
what I mean. That is contact@getthebeltpod.com,
guys.
Nice things. So anything you want to tell the beautiful girls and boys before we leave?
Dumbledore, you are amazing. You are a queen, do you, boo? And Hagrid's got suck up myth. I was about to say sorry. I was going to take it too far. But you know what I meant? You look a dog.
Yeah, man. Thanks for emailing in. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you like what you heard, make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Acast, Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yes, find us on
wherever you
want
to listen to us. And just do nice things.
Yes.
You have been listening to
Get the Belt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.